I think better to draw more on the karma than emptiness at the moment. So some introduction, I'm not sure, but to get some idea of in our life, what is the false, what is the truth? In our life, what is the false and what is the truth? In your view, what is the false, what is the truth? You see, what's the reality, you know? What exists, what doesn't exist? Actually, this is the most important, extremely important subject to learn, to study, and to meditate, to realize. Why? The reason why we are suffering, why we have to die and reborn, is because of being ignorant in this subject. You see, what is false and what is truth? Not knowing this. What is the fault that we have? You see, in the perception of, in the view of our mind, the fault that we have. And in the reality, the truth that is exist. So, like, you know, the I which doesn't exist is the false I. And the I, not knowing, see, I which exists, I which doesn't exist, not knowing this, see. Unable to realize is this. So this so becomes the root, you see, of all, root of all our sufferings. When you are unable to realize the false and truth of the phenomena, when you are unable to discover this, realize this, when you're unable to differentiate this, differentiate false and truth, when you're unable to differentiate, you see, then then that becomes the basis to rise attachment to that object, because you are unable to, you see, differentiate false and truth of that phenomena. So on that basis, that's over hallucination. Then attachment, anger, all these emotions arises. You see, again, you build up. Already you have this huge ignorance, in a huge hallucination. This unable to differentiate false and truth of the object. You see, unable to differentiate. You believe the false. You see, false table. The has a real table on the base. You know, you see. In your perception, there's a table on the base, appearing to you, or table different undifferentiable base. I on the aggregates. See, there's I in this body. However, that this hallucination covered, you see, you see, as I mentioned that first night, the night, you see, the mind. By seeing the aggregates, if somebody asks, what are you doing here? See, or you see, I'm meditating, or I'm listening to Dharma. So I'm meditating, you see. Then mind see, mind thinking, you see, body sitting in the meditation position, or the mind, you see, one is reflecting the, what the mind is doing is the reflecting the path, you know, meditating on the path. To liberation and enlightenment. Mind practicing antidote to overcome delusion. You see, doing meditation to overcome delusion. So anyway, the thought, you know, the thought seeing the aggregates, body sitting in mental position or mind, you know, the doing meditation, or say listening teachings. So then, say thought that see the aggregates doing these functions. Then that thought makes the label that thought which see the aggregates doing these activities, the functions. Then that thought makes the label I am listening Dharma. I'm meditating, I'm doing this and that, you see. So the mind merely imputed the I. And then you see, there's a projection, then there's a projection, hallucination decorated on that, you see, inherently existent, true existence. You know, never came from your mind, never labeled by the mind, you see. See, by the ignorance, through the negative imprint left on the mental continuum. Merely imputed a beautiful body, you know. For example, then this hallucination is decorated on that. Immediately projected, real one appear from there. It came from your mind, merely imputed in a beautiful body, but. Beautiful body, your mind imputed, you know, by seeing the hairs like this way, nose this way, you know, ears this way, you know, like that. Then you see, then there was a mind, merely imputed beautiful, but the idea, see. The idea, you know, having muscle on the body means good, you see, beautiful, you know, muscle. I thought the monk muscle. Anyway, I thought that's a muscle. Anyway, so they see, you know, the arms having big, you know, having this, what do you call? This muscle. So the big muscles around body, you know, here and then, here. Anyway, so all these here, big, you know, here big muscles. Anyway, so you see, so the beauty is due to also culture of the society. You see, what a society believes beauty. You know. So it follows to that. So you see, there's so much it is what other people, what the society believes beauty, then you follow to that. You believe in that. Mm. So anyway, the culture, your culture, you see, the culture is where one lives, you see. However, you are told that means beautiful, you see. Yeah, you know, the hair is blue, bloom. You know, in this way, that way it shapes. However, you see, that which you're told by other people, you know, or you see, into the culture, you know, by society, whatever. So, anyway, so your mind merely imputed beautiful, and then you see, immediately after that, then that negative imprint left by the ignorance projected. You see, met this hallucination, real beauty appearing from there, and this, and nothing to do, never came from, never made up you, never created by your mind, is coming from there. So this hallucination, came from your mind, you see, the negative imprint. Then on top of that, after you put the reason, then attachment comes. You see, after you put imputed and believed in that, after your mind merely imputed and believed in your label, believed the label that you put, you know, after that, you see, yeah, then there's appearance. See, as I mentioned the other night, same, yeah. So immediately after you have merely imputed, then inherently existent beauty. You see, real beauty, real in the sense, you see, existing from its own side. Never labeled with mind. Never labeled by your mind, you know. This is there. So now, to repeat again, due to culture, society, you see, what they believe then, is such the shape of this body, my muscles, or color of the hairs, or shapes of the hairs, or, you know, the body, you see, or other skinny, thin, or something's muscle, big muscle, something's thin, you know. Something thin is beautiful, something's big muscle is beautiful. Which is this idea. So anyway, mind merely imputed, but due to society, culture, you know. But then, you see, believe in your label, then there's an appearance. So when there's appearance, you see, then, see, right after this second merely imputed, then there is a projection, you see, the inherently existent beauty. You see, nothing to do, which appears to you, nothing to do with your mind, never came from your mind, you see. Never labeled by your mind, you see. Then, After that projection, hallucination, then mind get attached. You see, attached, then become painful. You see, then you get pain. You see, because suffering is inseparable. See, the nature, which is nature of attachment. See. Difficult to separate from doctors, the grasping. So that's the extra suffering. Already the suffering is that, you know, hallucination. You have that hallucination, inherently existing beauty, and believing on that, that's true. So that's the biggest suffering. That's the biggest suffering. That's the foundation. Then on top of the attachment, you see. Now, similar, then you see, same, the way to meditate, analyze Zen. You say, but anger. you see, so the first mere labeled bad, you know, the way the person were acting, were thinking towards you, bad. Your mind imputed, that means bad. You see, your mind imputed, it's merely imputed, you see. Right off that, you believe in that, in your label, there's, you see, when it, see, then there's projection, inherent election, bad. You see, projection, put on that. Mere level, bad, you see. Yeah. Mm. So, you see, real bad. Bad from, bad appearing from the society. Looks like never came from your mind. Never, not merely labeled by your mind. You know, it's like that. It appears like that. Then, on that, then you get angry. Then you see the anger. Then anger, you see, to harm. Which is to harm. Nice. So there's the whole evolution, you see. Before the anger rises, there's a whole foundation you created there, you see. The mere level, then there's a projection, inherent existence, bad. But then anger rises. You see, then those two has its own wrong view. You see. Mm. So there's so many hallucinations. There's so many hallucinations piled up. Mm. So therefore, now here you can see, totally doesn't make sense. Now after all this analysis, you can see now our life, you know, like this, we caught up all these hallucinations. And you see, so just then I talk anger, attachment, all these emotional thoughts. So you see, you can see now, this totally childish, you know, no meaning. This just meaningless, that's it. Because total nonsense. all this, you see, total nonsense. Not only nonsense, but it tortures you. It makes you suffer. All these wrong concepts, all these projections. You see, you're overwhelmed by these wrong concepts, trapped in these hallucinations. So this is the fundamental of suffering, you know. See, that's why, that's how we are suffering, samsara is this. So we need to wake up. Therefore, we need to wake up by realizing emptiness, by mentoring emptiness, by studying all the teachings on emptiness. We need to study a whole path. We need to study all the five paths, you know, to liberation, all the five paths to enlightenment, you know, all those, to, as I mentioned the other night, to be free forever from all this hallucinated mind and all this, delusion, hallucinated mind, and all these hallucinations, to be free forever, you know, we need to cease totally not only the gross negative imprint that gives birth to the delusion, not only that, even the subtle negative imprint. by studying the whole path to liberation and enlightenment. Listening, reflecting, meditating, you see. The next slide is the whole path of enlightenment, which comes into method, path, and wisdom, which ceases all the gross and subtle defilements. As I mentioned before, the gross and negative imprint, that which gives rise to delusion, and subtle negative imprint, that which obstructs our mind to directly see all the past, present, future, all the phenomena. So this way of meditating analysis is extremely important. You see, so you see, it's baseless. All this in our daily life, all this, say, what makes our mind unhappy, and what makes us to suffer with these wrong concepts, with all these hallucinations, and believing that is real. So, based on all this, is baseless. You see, our problem. We can say that our problem has no base. I'm not talking that there's no root of suffering. I'm not talking that. Here I'm saying our problem is baseless. Means, you see, say. You see, all the phenomena are empty because of that. Empty, not like the way it appears to us. It's all empty in the reality. So this is baseless. So I think I will read just few pages again from that. Just only a few. So before, going back to what I started with, so this body, mind, which nature of suffering, this, because it's created by karma and delusion, see. One thing that I left out, I started but left out, you see, at the birth, there's a suffering. When the conception on the mind took place on the fertilized egg. So, whether there's happiness or there's suffering, however, that first experience is a result. That is a causative phenomena. What after the mind took place on the fertilized egg, it is suffering or happiness, whatever. You see, that experience. So it says suffering. So it depends on who is reincarnated. Who is reincarnated? So. What is suffering, rebirth? For that being in the womb, I'm talking about. What is suffering? What is there? You know, it depends on the who. Depends on level of mind of the person who is reincarnated. You see, how much pure, how much impure the mind of the being who is reincarnated in the womb. You see, so however. Anyway, in the case of there, so now, so the first experience, suffering or happiness, whatever, that is a causative phenomena. That is the result. That is a causative phenomena. That is a result. So it should have a cause. You know, that happiness, that suffering. The very first experience in the womb, that should have cause. So that cause, the cause should exist before the result. The cause of that happiness or cause of that suffering should exist, cannot exist together. It should exist before. You know, a specific cause, specific result, and the specific cause of that cannot exist together. That particular result and that cause of that, you know, which is a particular cause, those two cannot exist together. So before that, there's suffering or happiness, there is the first, when the mind took place on the fertilized egg, that first experience, the cause of that, those experiences should, since that is the result, it should have cause. Since that's a causal phenomena, it should have cause. So cause exists before that. So that means, So that, by that sense, that's past life. So cause of that happiness is a virtue, cause of that suffering is a non-virtue. However, if it is not Aryan being who are free from delusion karma, who has completely removed delusion karma, if not that, then if it's ordinary being born under the control of delusion karma, then that suffering, you see, the feeling, you see, the very first feeling when the consciousness took place in the fertilized egg, that suffering feeling, you see, the cause of that is delusion karma. However, so that is the person's, you see, body and mind, the delusion karma is from the body and mind is the mind of the person. So the person's mind exists. So before that, you see, so there is a cause, produce the result. That experience, that feeling, you know, when the consciousness took place on the fertilized egg. So, however, the past life delusion karma, that beings. The past life delusion karma resulted that. So that's why I'm saying, you see, by pressing here, you know, by pressing skin here like this, by pressing here you feel pain, that proves, that shows reincarnation. That is why I'm saying that. That shows reincarnation, that there is past life. If you don't get liberated from samsara in this life, if you don't get liberated from the cause of samsara, the delusion, karma in this life, then again we have reincarnate, die and born again. So therefore, this, you know, feeling of suffering, it also shows future life, you know? It also shows future life. Not only past life it shows, you know, it proves, but also future life. If you don't get liberated from samsara in this life. So what I was saying before, there's real spiritual practice or spiritual development. What we should understand is real one is that. Mind. Total determination to be free from this samsara, you know, the nature of suffering, and then bodhicitta, altruistic mind to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings, which is based on great compassion, feeling unbearable, seeing other sentient beings that they're suffering, like you suffer. The numberless other sentiments also suffering in samsara, the feeling unbearable compassion to them. So to transform the mind, having these realizations, and as well as realizing emptiness. So this is real spiritual development or practice, transform mind into this, having these realizations, and based on that, comes the path. purpose of my life is to liberate, to free the numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering, oceans of human suffering, oceans of sura asura suffering, oceans of hell beings suffering, oceans of hungry suffering, oceans of animal suffering. to liberate completely from all these sufferings of samsara, and including the cause, karma, and delusion, and bring them to full enlightenment. That is the real goal of my life. Why I am born this time as a human being. Why I have taken this precious human body at this time is to benefit for others, you know, to achieve, to offer this service. For the success of that, then myself must achieve omniscient mind. For that, depends on actualizing the, that depends on ceasing the gross and subtle defilements, and that depends on actualizing the wisdom, realizing emptiness, that which is the only one directly ceases the delusions, the defilements, including the negative imprint. And then, with the support of bodhicitta, the method, then this wisdom can directly cease even the subtle the defilements, subtle negative imprint. So therefore, I'm going to take oral transmission. Therefore, I'm going to take the oral transmission of the Diamond Kara Sutra, the Buddha's teachings on the perfection of wisdom, all the numberless past Buddhas born, present Buddhas born, future Buddhas born, from where all the Buddha suffers born, all the Arhats born, that which ceases all the sentient beings, numberless sentient beings, including oneself, all the oceans of samsara suffering, that which continuation has no beginning.
A short mandala offering on page 14, followed by the request to turn the wheel of Dharma.
Oh,
Nasa yidi dam zoye chun nama sanje badan, kato yidi dake chuchinjibe sunan dhulabaji sanyan dhuwa sanje chudam zoye chun nama sanje badan, kato yidi dake chuchinjibe sunan dhulabaji sanyan sanje chudam zoye chun nama sanje badan, kato yidi dake chuchinjibe sunan dhulabaji sanyan dhuwa Namo le nadam dhivikaji jereche sabyatu jyoba otu jenje bantay la su dhijin gubay Devi alabe yinca shinta chungsi yunmin beya umbatun nela bapu lato besun nyanji Tun beya shan yujim yujim ala bangu zoche besun marishi Chune tsem la chuche kanche itun nalu chiku nyena ven tuche tang Nyimang ba yin dikun seba chewe yinmai Tengdo sampa jin Gyujin namche sanje sunta chewe lang tela tuwe nyemba chewe shi Namo ala yaga tando anujin ke erum laban Bikna kando wakun je dunum che sampa tam che gitun bayo chudundu Sumjaya kāngālā tā tētāvā tūtē sīkṣi pātālāyā yāngātāpāna tūjī jēpārā jūvā jūvātā chīsī jīyā lāsāṁ shī jūtē kēmā sēcē rāvjō māngā bētū ngā jītāmā lā tāmī jūtā nāmbarā jīkbārā jūvā nāmā jūsāmā sāmā jīmā sūrīm tēmā jītā tēmā Shērāvātāntāmātāchūmātāyā Tsi Kade Ye Le Chodekan 제대로 So he is talking about how how powerful this teaching is. So Gangelung means one meaning is River Ganga, the Indian. There are four famous rivers. My understanding that what I so from text came from Mount Kailash, or the four famous, four big river in India. However, the River Ganga, this huge river, very long, in the in Varanasi. So, but one meaning of Ganga is also means ocean. So the equaling in a world, it says world equaling number of world equaling number of sand grains of the River Ganga. So sand equaling number of the world equaling number of the sand grains of the River Ganga. So the, you know, uncountable the sand grains, it's so huge river, so long. So you see, world equivalent number of the, you know, sand grains of the River Ganga. So the men and women, you see, living in those all those world, that mean number of world. So fill up that many world, you see, with jewels, with seven types of jewels, diamond, gold, silver, so forth, you see. World equivalent number of the sand grains of River Ganga, fill up with seven precious jewels. Completely fill up all those world. Then make offering to Buddhas. Not one Buddha, but all the Buddhas. That much merit, and then from this text, you memorize you memorize, say, four words, one verse, which is four words, even just that much, you memorize, and then you explain to others. So if you do that, then the merit, what you collect, merit, good karma, good luck, whatever, the merit, what you create, is unbelievable, far more greater, numberless, you know, unimaginable, much more than the previous one. You see, men and women in this world, then, you see, fill up all those world, equal number of the sand grains of the river Ganga, with seven precious jewels in the offer to the Buddhas. So all that much merit is small if you compare to this one. So one verse, say, one verse, which is four words, and memorized and then explained to others from this text, the merit is uncountable. Much greater than the other one. Then he says, if you recite even just one verse, which is four words from this text, that place where you read this, where you recite this, you see, this place, the place where you read this, even one verse, which is four words, you know, from this text, that place becomes a holy place. That place becomes the holy object. So like means, now we're reading here, this text, we're reading this text here, so that means this place transforms into a holy object. It becomes like same as a stupa, you see, a statue, it becomes a holy object. Even the place, deva, all the devas, human beings, sura, asuras, they all say, they respect. They make offering, they may respect to the place. Like we go for pilgrimage where Buddha became enlightened, or like Buddha Gaya, where great yogis, you know, achieved enlightenment, had very high realizations. So we go to those holy places, or caves, make offering, you know, pray, so that the place where you read this text becomes holy place for all the devas, human beings, sura-asuras, and that. So therefore, no question, if somebody receive this text, write this text, memorize this text, read this text, keep this text, even keeping this text, trying to understand the meaning of this text, words and me, I try to understand the meaning of this text, then no question. That place, there's a Buddha, or the Guru Buddha there.
Then
Tenye chi de la so na ma jay ma do ta ma ya ba do ma ya ba jay do ne cha do ma ra ba jay shu ye che ma chun de che ma chun ne chum de na na de ge che ge so do chi ga na de di jin sha ba chi nye sung ba ne chum de na de ngwa ta na do ba chi ma ta na do chum de na da ye ye che ye chun che ta ge chu ya na na de ma ya ma do la so.
So, I think maybe this time 20, starting from 10 page, then up to 30, I understand. Like the Chinese, I've been given the eight and the rock, one like number, the Japanese, the little and the white, then being embodied into a suggestion. Sashi, Jim, and Sanje Shindo Mide Abuwa Aye Dugu Namda Shindo Chukala Shu Ye Taman Guru Rana Rakane Yadaya
This meditation can be done, sitting meditation, especially in the break time, especially a break time from sitting meditation, if this can be practiced, practice mindfulness in this, this will be extremely powerful and good. It's a real science, and it's a learning about your own mind, learning about your life. It's basically what I mentioned. What I mentioned before, maybe just this way is maybe just a more simpler the way to start, process to see emptiness, process you know to see emptiness. Process to see the truth. So this one example that I normally give to understand what we see came from our mind.